Our scripture reading for this morning is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, the 5th chapter, beginning with the 8th verse. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. These are your words, Heavenly Father, they are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. He was sleeping very soundly and very comfortably. With his eyes closed, he was dreaming of laying on a nice beach in Hawaii. And all of a sudden, things started to bump into the side of his head and into his hair, and then hitting him in the shoulder. And he squirmed in his sleep and tried to roll over a little bit. And then he could feel the rush of forced air coming down on top of him, and it was very bothersome, made it hard to keep sleeping. And then he could sense, even with his eyes closed, he could sense a bright light that was flashing above him. And then some noise, and very disturbing. He was very annoyed as he kept trying to sleep. And suddenly the thing that was bumping into his shoulder and chest hit him hard, and he woke up, and he looked. And here above him, and hanging next to him, was what's called a litter, a rescue basket fixed up to a chain, and what was bothering him up above was a helicopter. And suddenly in the bright light of that helicopter, and he could hear a voice yelling down at him from the helicopter, he looked down and he realized that here he had been dreaming he was sleeping on a beach, but he was actually on the edge of a cliff. And he looked down below and there was a deep cavern. He had no idea while he was sleeping that he was in such danger. The very things that were annoying him in his sleep now suddenly were extremely important. And boy, did he appreciate them. There are many people who live in this life who are bothered and annoyed by the preaching of Christianity. They're bothered by Christ. They hate the gospel. They hate this idea of Jesus having to die on the cross for our sins, and they're troubled by that. It annoys them. It's just disturbing, and they don't like to hear it. They would prefer to live in the dream that they're sleeping in, the dream of unbelief, the dream and delusion that their condition before God is really okay and that everything's fine and everything is going to be fine and there's nothing really to worry about. In our text today, St. Paul refers to that as darkness. He says to the believers in Ephesus, you were once darkness. To actually belong to the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of the devil, the kingdom of unbelief. It's ironic that one of the signs of living in darkness is that you don't realize it. That's a strange paradox. When you live in unbelief and in darkness, you're not even aware that you're in darkness. And you have no sense of a need for a Savior. You have no sense of a need for God's grace. What's the big deal about all this forgiveness of sin stuff? Who cares? It seems so meaningless. That's the way you think in the kingdom of darkness. Now, this theme of light and darkness runs throughout the Bible. It's not just a distinction between good and evil. We minimize it when we think of it that way. It's rather a way of describing the distinction between living in unbelief and living in the grace of God and the knowledge of Christ and even the knowledge of your sins and the knowledge of God's grace. True repentance is the work of God, not the work of man. It's the work of God that wakes us up from our condition of sleep. It wakes us up spiritually. It allows us to see the condition of sin and darkness that we've been living in, the slumber that we have been in. It allows us to, first of all, recognize what our real condition is by ourselves and the fate that would befall us by ourselves, so that now we have a completely new perspective on the rescue effort that has come to save us. And what St. Paul is saying here to the believers in Ephesus and to us today is this: don't be tempted to go back to sleep on the ledge. Don't be lulled back into thinking that it would be better for you to lay back down on the ledge and go to sleep. I remember when I was in seminary, I was reading some things in one of our great old Lutheran theologians that brought up this question: how often has it maybe happened that we Christians have fallen out of grace and not even known about it? It's kind of a frightening thought, isn't it? And we know that there are times we're tempted to sin, and we have to be careful not to think of falling into sin as like, and that's like a light switch for your faith, that every time you sin, you turn off your faith. That's not the way it is. But there's a condition that begins to take over in the heart, a condition of darkness, once we continue in our sin and no longer want to come back to God in repentance. Dr. Walther says this: if the wrath of God comes upon the children of unbelief because of their sins, how much more will it come upon those who boast of faith but disgrace God by those same sins? It's a harsh warning for us. What Paul is getting at is this: to those of us who've been brought to faith, there is an ongoing need for maintenance in our spiritual lives. Notice that Paul is writing to believers here. He's referring to them as children of light. He's not talking to unbelievers. The church in Ephesus, this was a town where you might say it was a Mecca to the goddess Diana. And I'm sure there were a lot of tempting things around the Christians who maybe at one time had worshipped this goddess to now be brought back into a lot of this immoral activity with that worship. And so it was necessary for Paul to address them in their condition and to warn them. Years ago, I remember after a sermon one Sunday, a guy came up to me in a church I was serving, and he said, you know, you brought up something in your sermon today that really reminded me of some of the things I've done years ago and my sins. And he says, I've asked God to forgive me for those over and over again. Why do you keep bringing up our past sins and making us feel guilty about them all over again when we're forgiven? And I said, well, we need to be reminded of what Christ has done so that we stay at the foot of the cross. And it's important for the Holy Spirit to continue to prick our conscience with his law so that we realize the blessings of the gospel. We need to be reminded of what a fantastic rescue has taken place by the work of Christ and the Holy Spirit, who gives us faith to cause us to trust in the forgiveness of sins that we've been placed in the rescue basket so that we don't want to go back to our previous condition. Dr. Luther, when he nailed those 95 theses on the door of the Castle Church in Wittenberg, the first one on that list was this: when the Lord Jesus commanded that we should repent, he willed that the entire life of the believer should be one of repentance and faith. With the call to repentance, the believer in Christ is to look at repentance not like something like a door you go through once to enter Christianity, but it is like breathing for us. It's like something that needs to be done every day to keep us with Christ. And every time that happens, by the power of God's word working in our hearts, causing us to see our condition and holding on to God's forgiveness and grace that we freely and fully have in Christ, it's like going through a mini conversion every time that takes place. Today, be grateful that through faith in your Savior, God has again placed you in his rescue basket, where you are fully forgiven in the blood of his Son, where you have been pulled and rescued from the dangers below, and you are now being lifted up into the riches of his kingdom of grace and salvation. Why would we ever want to climb out and go back to the ledge? Amen. And let us pray. Stir up, we beseech you, your power, O Lord, and come, that by your protection we may be rescued from the threatening perils of our sins and be saved by your mighty deliverance. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.